This is a British actor, Tom Wilkinson. You may not recognize his name, but you would recognize it. Pull up that article, Travis, and show them what he looks like. The interesting thing about it is that he died suddenly at home. And when we see that now, there's a reason why we ask these questions, isn't it? We've seen a lot of people who have died suddenly. And so, no cause of death given, just that he died suddenly at home. Now, he's 75 years old. That could be the reason. But the death rates from rare heart conditions are surging among young Americans. And this was put out by studyfinds.org, which is always putting out essentially establishment stories that are linked by the Drudge Report. Yet they don't want you to see the cause of this. They've got a new cause. They've always got some kind of red herring to misdirect you to something else. They can't deny the fact that people are dropping dead. They can't deny the fact that young people are having heart attacks everywhere. So they come up with all kinds of absurd explanations. This misdirection that they've just come up with is to say, well, this is happening because of infective endocarditis. Now, we had myocarditis, we've had pericarditis, now this is endocarditis. It's where the bacteria enters the bloodstream and infects the heart. Well, you know, maybe they'll have a jab for this soon, too, you know? And then throughout this article, they go on to blame this bacterial infection. They blame it on the use of opioids, and yet, even in that, they won't blame big pharmaceutical companies for the opioid epidemic, where they gave it out like candy to people who did not need it. Now, this is a doctor who writes an article on something called Stat Pearls, and she talks about the holiday heart syndrome. Oh, see, another excuse for people being killed by the jab. When you watched your non-binary vegan evangelist auntie on her 14th booster and proud of it, because, you know, the science is her religion, and Anthony Fauci is her lord, when you watch her keel over at Christmas dinner, drooling through her gold standard N95 mask into her plate of gluten-free crickets, eyes glazed over, Good Morning America wants you to know that it was because of something called the holiday heart syndrome. That's the comment from Armageddon Prose, who wrote this article. But here's what Stat Pearls says. The term holiday heart syndrome, these are the people who are selling this absurd thing here. The term holiday heart syndrome, and that's the woman who has sold this out in Good Morning America, is used to describe the manifestation of cardiac arrhythmias following a period of binge drinking, often observed during weekends and holidays. This association between cardiac arrhythmias and binge drinking was originally introduced by Ettinger, who observed 24 patients getting hospitalized with atrial fibrillation after engaging in a weekend binge of alcohol consumption. So that must be what it is. Except it's much bigger than that. So that doctor there, TV Dr. Jen, they have that clip as her back in 2020 where she says, she explains, and it induced her to shed a couple of tears of joy that she got jabbed. So you can know that she has no ulterior motives, says the Armageddon Prose, and certainly wasn't passed a fact check under the table by Pfizer to run interference under the auspices of her medical credentials. In other words, she wasn't shilling for them at all. Yeah, we've seen the holiday heart thing. If you recall, they even came up with an article saying, you know, we got a lot of elderly people who are dropping dead gardening, not because of exertion, but because, you know, they're just stirring the soil, and I guess it's the gases that are coming out causing them to drop dead. So if you're going to be gardening, maybe you should wear a mask or something like that. But so it could be holiday heart. It could be endocarditis, which they're making that up. It could be any number of things. But one thing we know is definitely not the Trump shot.
That's why they're admitting the new forced inoculations coming next year will actually maim and kill a lot of people, because Bill Gates knows he can't hide it. That's why Trump is taking control of the process, saying he's going to have an early vaccine from a company that doesn't make one that is so dangerous or that doesn't change our DNA. And I'm not even endorsing what Trump's doing, but I understand what he's doing. And I'm not even endorsing what Trump's doing. Gates goes, trust my vaccine, but don't trust the CDC's vaccine. And then I went and looked up the ones that Trump's looking at. They're very weak, attenuated, classic viruses with a very low amount
total liar.
Of adjuvant in it.
Total liar.
And what is adjuvant? It makes your body have an autoimmune response, because a lot of times if a vaccine's weak, which again doesn't hurt you as bad, you're not going to have the autoimmune response. You're not going to form antibodies. So they've got to give you the squalene or the mercury or the aluminum to trigger that. And so, yeah, Trump's looking at basically sugar water for folks. Can we take a little bit of a attenuated, you know, microwaved or radiated COVID deal? Absolutely. COVID's already everywhere anyways. Yeah, Trump's looking at basically sugar water for folks. Can we take a little bit of a attenuated, you know, microwaved or radiated?
And, of course, there's nothing attenuated. And it never stops because it's not a weakened virus. It's not a pathogen. It's not irradiated. It's a genetic code that's injected into people. He knew that as well as you did. And of course, you know, he later said it was bad. That's what I hear from people. Well, AJ said it was bad. Well, you know, Fauci was against the masks before he was for the masks. And then he was for multiple masks and all the rest of this stuff. And then eventually he said, well, no, it didn't work. So Fauci's flip-flopped all over the place. Why do conservatives hector Fauci for flip-flopping, but not Alex Jones when he tells you the Trump's got this? It's just sugar water. So COVID vaccination is independently associated with long COVID symptoms. This is from the Epic Times. I said this for the longest time. I said, look, it's another one of these things. Talk about holiday heart syndrome. Oh, well, these symptoms that you're having from the vaccine, it's not from the vaccine. It's from something we'll name long COVID. Anything to explain away the Trump shot. We can call it sugar water. We can call it long COVID. We can call it, well, people are dying from endocarditis. It's not from the Trump shot. It's not from a genetic code injection. Maybe it's the gas from your garden or something, right? Anything other than telling people the truth. Long-term brain issues now, they say. Well, they thought that they could tie this to COVID. And then they did a study. And they found that they couldn't tie it to COVID. You know what it's tied to? They say it's tied to people who are hospitalized. But rather than blaming the hospitals, you know, which are just giving people sugar water, you know, instead of blaming the hospitals, they say, well, it's the severity of the disease. So if you're really, really sick and you got to go to the hospital, that's why you're having these long-term brain issues. Why didn't it show up before? Why is this a new thing? Because of new hospital protocols. Who paid for the new hospital protocols? Trump. Who designed them? Fauci. A new study reports that brain function can be impaired for 18 months after a person has recovered from COVID-19, especially if the individual is hospitalized. However, COVID-induced cognitive impairment is no more severe than impairment due to other diseases causing hospitalization. And so the question is, why they make this about COVID? Well, somebody can easily get funding if they want to find another thing to scare people about COVID. Oh, you could have long-term brain issues with this. Well, the common thread is being hospitalized. That's the common thread. But even in this study, they make an excuse for the hospitals. They say, well, it's not the fact that you went to the hospital. It's the fact that you were sick enough that you had to go to the hospital. The prospective cohort study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, those people that you trust, right, suggests that the brain health of COVID-19 patients who were ill enough to go to the hospital suffered long-lasting neurological damage that included new psychiatric diagnoses such as anxiety, depression, fatigue, sleep issues. Now, can't make it about COVID. Can't make it about the hospitals either, because it is about disease severity, not the type of disease. Irrelevant whether it's diagnosed as COVID or flu or any other type of disease. It's just going to the hospital. But we can't say it's the hospital. It's got to be the disease severity. The disease severity. Couldn't be the mask cutting off your oxygen either, could it? And then just to underscore this, Children's Health Defense. Another account of a family who had a family member murdered by the hospital. And this is what this widow says. They euthanized my husband. And we've had a listener here talk about how, you know, they killed her husband with the hospital protocols and the drugs and the injections. I've had on the father of Grace Shara, Scott Shara, Our Amazing Grace, where he's fighting this, and he's going to have a trial next year where they're going to look at not medical malpractice, but essentially malicious murder, assault, and the judge has approved it for that because that's what it is, giving people these do not resuscitate orders. This guy, John Springer, 59, had no known health issues. After being transferred from his local hospital in Kansas to a medical center in Oklahoma, the doctors, without his consent, without the consent of his family, treated him with remdesivir, with fentanyl, and with morphine, and put him on a ventilator where he spent the final 17 days of his life. Very similar to the story of what they did to Grace. Just murder. They're murderers. A 59-year-old truck driver, his wife of 31 years, and their 7 children, now left alone. He was an amazing husband, an amazing father, she said. He worked hard 6 days a week, took very good care of his family. He was honest, hardworking, taxpaying American guy. He had so much faith in God. That was important to him and to all of us. And so the hospital was paid handsomely to do this kind of stuff. Who paid him? Trump. Trump paid him. Trump gave him a bonus. Trump gave him a 20% bonus. If you can identify this person as having COVID, you can put him on a ventilator. I'll give you $39,000 if you do that, $13,000 if you identify them. Then you can add 20% surcharge to everything you do to them before you kill them. Trump did that. The buck stops with him. He's responsible for it. And he signed the checks, folks. He's a murderer. Why are people supporting this murderer? Why do they look to him as if he's God Almighty? Never get over this. I tell you, this country is set up for judgment, if ever there was a case. So back in L.A., pandemic forever. They're reinstating the healthcare facility mask mandates as they are in all these different left-wing places, Illinois and other, you know, Fauci. It's like the Daisy, you know, he masked me, he masked me not. He masked me, he masked me not. Where are we with this? Well, we don't know what he's going to do now. You know, just pick a number, do it, you know. 200 plus military members, former military members, are demanding justice over these COVID jab mandates. And again, you look at this, Trump is never mentioned. He created the poison. He put it out there. And as Jason Barker pointed out, he was going to mandate it with the military as well. But you'd never know that to look at any of these articles. And then when you look at so many of the mandates outside of the government, how did Biden mandate it? He mandated it by using financial coercion, bribery, and then blackmail. Blackmail and bribery. Blackmail and bribery. That's how the federal government gets past the 10th Amendment all the time. I'll give you money. You like that check? Well, I'm going to take that check away if you don't do what I say. You're a hospital, right? Hospitals could do anything they wanted. They'd been paid to kill people. They had the 20% bonuses and the rest of the stuff. Well, not only am I going to take that away, but I'm not going to let you make any Medicare billing at all. All Medicare, Medicaid will go away unless you get all your nurses and doctors and everybody at the hospital jabbed. Trump would have done that. He already was going to do the military mandates were already there.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.